We're speaking with outgoing Pettis County Presiding Commissioner John Meehan about accomplishments of the county and an award that was given to it just recently. From the Missouri Association of Counties, it's Innovation Leads to Success, and that was to find new and innovative ways to enhance services to the citizens of Pettis County, exploring new and more efficient ways to deliver those services and reduce expenditures by increasing efficiencies. Can you tell me how the decision was made for all departments and county officials to come together in a good effort of collaboration?
Well, I would be remiss if we didn't back up just a little bit, because this is the second time that Pettis County has received the award from Missouri Association of Counties, the second time in a four-year period, and that's just a tremendous achievement for all of the Pettis County elected officials, department heads, and staff members. Back in 2011 was the very beginning of things. We were given the Responsible County Government Award, and we started this whole process of, let's analyze everything that we do. How can we reduce expenses? How can we control costs? Is there ways to boost the non-tax revenues and provide, through all of this, provide additional county services in addition to enhancing the services that we currently provide? And that ranged from individual elected officials in their own individual offices enhancing some of the services, providing additional services, and they might be small things. But when you look at throughout the whole county and what every elected official does, then that's where it all comes together, where the cooperation and collaboration of everybody reaching and searching and reaching out for those goals to make Pettis County government the most efficient county government possible and one of the best in the state of Missouri.
Didn't you look at energy costs and energy consumption as well?
Absolutely. One of our biggest projects was the solar project. We actually installed 325 kW units. One of them was installed on top of the Pettis County Courthouse. The other two units were installed on top of the Pettis County Jail. One of those units there supplies energy to the jail and the other one to the public safety building. That whole project had a net cost of $37,000 because of our partnership with KCP&L. And the cost savings going forward is projected and is proven out to be $11,000 per year for the next 25 to 30 plus years. So what a tremendous immediate savings that we're generating right now, and it was actions that will lead, and in essence a side benefit for making Pettis County a green county also.
Absolutely. And of course, as you said, $11,000 annually over two decades, that's an amazing amount of money to save. And also that savings was part of the total cumulative savings the county's looking at now per annum. And tell us, how much now can the Pettis County expect to save while enhancing services?
The 2011 award was actually identified, and we put some numbers to some of those savings, and that totaled up to be close to $250,000. And it involved a lot of small things like upgrading some lighting, installing some motion-sensitive light switches, reducing some of the equipment that was no longer necessary. And then we again, of course, piggybacked on all of that in this last one. And of course, the hugest one, of course, is the solar project. But we also did some exploring. We have a tremendous road and bridge department and the associate commissioners who manage that. And we've got some great men and women that work down there, and they're trying some new applications on how to recondition roads. One particular road, which was just a little over a mile stretch, we did some testing on that, and because of the processes and the reduced amount of materials that we used on it, that's going to be used throughout Pettis County going forward, and that was a significant savings for us also.
And now you're looking at how much again saving annually?
Yeah, depending upon how many roads we'll actually be able to upgrade and those kind of things, in this case here, we saved approximately $1 million on this particular year.
That's an amazing accomplishment. And also, you don't have control over tax revenue, but the other places, you looked at a lot of different places to go, and you controlled the budget, you kept that in check. And so now, with this achievement, and of course people can find a report at the county website, if I'm not mistaken, But now, Commissioner Meehan, we are just days away from a new year. What's in store for Pettis County in 2015?
Pettis County, most people look at the, and it's my job as chief financial officer to balance the budget and to forecast what kind of revenue streams we're going to have going forward. Back in 2011 and 12 and 13, revenues were flat or just slightly down in sales tax area. In 2014, sales tax revenues is up just a little bit, approximately 4%. We're going to shoot for a flat budget for next year. We are making a few enhancements to take care of some needs that were drastically reduced a few years back when the economy is not quite wasn't quite so favorable for us. But Pettis County, because of the policies, procedures, and activities of all the elected officials, department head, and staff members, we're making tremendous progress of continuing to provide all the services that folks throughout Pettis County expect us to provide and do that in a most efficient manner and be able to live within our budget.
Well, Commissioner Meehan, I'm glad to hear it, and I'm sure the citizens of Pettis County are. Is there anything else to share with the listeners?
Again, I would just stress that this was just a tremendous accolade for all of Pettis County, the citizens and our friends and neighbors, but it was due to the hard work and efforts of all the elected officials, those department heads who not only did their job, but yet stepped up and spent extra time and exploring. And just because it was working okay before doesn't mean that there's not always room for progress and change, and everybody has been open and responsive to that. And we've those elected officials, department heads, and staff members who implemented all these all those improvements, what a tremendous accomplishment to actually receive the Missouri Association of Counties Award twice in a 4-year period.